Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamma. Today is Thursday, January 11th, 2018. And with me today, what a trooper, Dave Hamilton.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad you're here.
We're down a man.
And I'm so glad you're here, not just because it's great to have you here, but because if you weren't here, it'd be just me.
It'd be just you. Yeah, we are recording this at midnight 30 Pacific time, and that's actually that's generous.
That's generous.
I think it might be later than that. It's been a long day.
It has. But before we lament the length of the day, I have to let everyone know that Smile, OWC, and Elgato, they've been sponsoring us all week.
All week. And that's why we're here doing this. Well, really, we're here doing this for you. Smile, OWC, and Elgato have just made it possible for us to be doing what we do.
Right. So I'm so glad they're doing that.
Yeah. I've got some stuff to talk about from OWC a little bit later. But
sweet. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So we can jump right into products, or do you want me to talk a little bit about my experience with Xfinity this morning?
We're both Comcast customers. What's Comcast up to?
Okay. So they did this briefing that I went to. This is how much I love all of our listeners and our readers. I was at this, what was it, like 7 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning?
7:30 was when you got there.
So I had to be on the expo floor at 7:30 so that...
Before it opened.
Yeah, it wasn't even open.
Because they like shuttled you in or something, or escorted you in?
Yes, we were escorted. And I understand the escort part because, well, it is
totally.
Me.
Yeah, right.
So anyhow, what they were doing was showing off... This whole thing that they've been working on with smart home and home automation, which is not something you'd expect just like off the cuff from Comcast Xfinity.
No, but you know, now that you say it, it makes sense. I mean, they offer routers, they offer home security systems. Mm-hmm. We know that they're partnering with Plume, the mesh Wi-Fi company.
Right.
So this, I mean, they want to make it easy for you to use the internet from home.
Right.
Like if you don't want to think about having your own router or any of those things, fine, no problem. You pay Comcast their whatever X dollars per month and you're done.
Right. And it's, you weren't there. I know because I was.
Yes, I know I wasn't there. And I thank you for going.
Oh, sure thing.
Yeah.
But what you're just saying, it's as if you were there because they have all of these things and they realized that they needed to tie them together.
Yeah.
And so they've come up with this whole system. It's part of their XFi program.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the whole thing with gigabit Ethernet and all these other communication things and network management. And so they've tied all that together with this whole smart home and home automation package with voice control.
Naturally. Whose voice control? Oh, it's their voice control.
It's their voice control.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they've put together this whole package with their own stuff, but they've also partnered with other people to make or other companies to make sure that there's other stuff that you can use. And when they were going through all this, I could see where some people in the public would be like, well, there you go. They found another way to just rope us in even tighter.
Sure.
But what I was seeing was a brilliant business move because – now they've created something where people can say, okay, Xfinity, I want to have smart home. And Xfinity can say, okay.
It's all yours.
It's all yours. Yeah. And it just works. And they were showing the iPhone interface. And I mean, everything they showed was from an iPhone interface. And it was...
No wonder they were pestering us to be there.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah,
okay.
I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, and it was... really interesting because they are very aggressively putting together these packages.
That's good. I mean, they should be. You know, we're geeks, right? And I know a lot of you that listen are geeks at varying levels. Some uber geeks, some budding geeks, some not geeks at all. Many of us want to control the moving parts of our connected homes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. I mean, for me, I like being able to select exactly the router that I want. And frankly, I like having the router that I want separate from the Wi-Fi mesh that I want. Right. I mean, but that's a very, it's an edge case, right? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I'm not even part of the 1%, right? It's like right. the 10th of a percent of people that want to do what I do. There's nothing wrong with that. And wherever you fall on that spectrum, dear listener, is okay. But, and so this Comcast thing may not be for you, but it is good that they're doing it because it is for literally everyone else.
Yes. And, and it's pretty much just drop dead simple to set up and just get your various devices running.
That's cool.
It does all the provisioning automatically. And since they're controlling the voice interface, it's truly their system.
Sure. Oh, right. They don't have to deal with it. I mean, they do. They have some partners that they've worked with, but right. in terms of the core of it, it's all them.
Right. So so what they told me, because I asked them very specifically about voice interface.
Sure.
And what they said was they chose to focus on what people need to do with what their smart home would be through an Xfinity setup. So instead of having this very broad range of commands, you have voice commands for controlling your home. So you're not going to say, Xfinity, what's the weather in Las Vegas tomorrow?
Sure.
Because you're not going to get an answer.
Right. Wait, maybe you would.
No, you won't.
Okay, you won't. All right. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. And but if you're to say, Xfinity, turn off the living room lights, it already knows what the living room lights are.
Right. Ah, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
All right. Well, I'm curious to see what comes of that.
I'm curious too.
Wait, when is this rolling out? Did they have a.
This is all rolling out now.
So, it is. Okay.
So this is part of the whole XFi program.
Yeah.
And right now they're saying that they have 15 million customers that are eligible.
Wow.
For it. And 4 million customers are currently using their whole XFi program.
Oh, so it has rolled out.
It has rolled out. Oh. And their plan is over the next, I want to say couple months, but it might be a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
They're going to roll out XFi across the entire United States. So every market they're in, it'll be available.
That's cool. So that's it's going to make life easy for a lot of people. And frankly, even if you are a geek that's listening, it's going to make your life easier because all of your friends and family and people that rely on you for support can get this and make their life easier, which makes your life easier.
Yeah.
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 Cool. Huh. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I want to talk about products.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm happy to share the joy with talking about sponsors.
Yeah.
So tell me. Dave, who is our special sponsor today?
Our special sponsor today is Otherworld Computing, OWC, maxsales.com. You know, most of the time when I do a sponsor read for Otherworld Computing, I talk about things like their OWC USB-C dock, right? Which is this portable, or not portable, but it's small, it's easy to carry around, portable dock for your USB-C connected Mac. It's got an SD port. It's got audio. It's got USB-A ports with charging. It's got another USB-C port. It's got gigabit Ethernet. Like, and then their Thunderbolt dock would be another thing I'd talk about, right? Because they've got these things that take your Mac, expand it to the next level. The thing I learned the most about this week is SoftRaid and their Thunder Bay. Mm-hmm. Thing. They've got their Thunder Bay 4 and they just released their Thunder Bay 6 this week. And they operate on SoftRaid. I've always in my head decided that hardware RAID, when you're doing this, you know, bunch of disks, hardware RAID, I've always thought in my head that that is better than software RAID. I am wrong. Because with hardware RAID, you are stuck with whatever RAID box you have. And if you have a problem with the box, you have to take the drives out and put it in another exactly identical box, probably with identical firmware on it.
Right. Otherwise, you just have a bunch of drives you can't use.
Correct.
Until you reformat them.
Yes, and your data's gone.
Right.
SoftRAID, you can if your box that all your discs are in goes bad, you take those discs and mount them any way you want. It could be all in one box. When you get this thing, this Thunder Bay, it just exposes all the discs that are in it to your Mac. And then you use SoftRAID, which is the name of a piece of software, not just Software RAID, but SoftRAID, to format them. You could use macOS's built-in Software RAID to format them. There's no reason to, because you get a copy of SoftRAID, SoftRAID Lite, at least, with the Thunder Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Let's say the Thunder Bay dies, and you mount these drives, one in a USB enclosure, and this, that, and the other thing. Your Mac can mount without any additional software. You could format a Mac fresh, and it can mount that SoftRAID volume. You All can't right, manage that's cool. it, right? There's things you can't do because you're not running the SoftRAID package, but the data is accessible. And here's the thing. Because it's run by the CPU, the operating system knows what's happening to the drive. So like, there's not this disconnect between the hardware RAID that's just running the RAID completely unaware of what's going on with the operating system, and then there's the OS. With software RAID, the OS and the software RAID are totally aware of each other. And so if a volume gets corrupted, rebuilding it can happen a lot faster, not just because you're using the CPU and the computer, but because it knows, well, was I writing to it when the RAID died? If not, well, then there's like a lot less parity checking that we have to do. If all we were doing is mm-hmm. reading, okay, well, nothing changed. Let's just get it back up and running. So I'm really excited about like this paradigm shift that happened in my head, and it was thanks to meeting with OWC here. And so I wanted to thank them for that enlightenment. So there you go.
That's awesome.
That's what you get for a Midnight 30 sponsor read. It goes in a slightly different direction, but hopefully very informative.
It's great. By the time we were done, I forgot that we were doing a sponsor.
Our thanks to OWC for sponsoring this episode.
What's their website, Dave?
MacSales.com or OWCDigital.com. It seems like they might be moving to that, but either one will work.
All right. Well, let's talk about some cool products.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'll give your voice a rest for a minute.
Thank you.
And I'm going to start with what for me was a surprise today. As I was walking from one meeting to another, of course, you have to walk past other booths at the expo.
Totally.
And I walked past this booth where a big orange banner, and it says Kano. And just something drew me in, and now I get why. Because what they do is they make little like circuit boards, DIY kits.
Oh,
so you can learn how to build an electronic thing, like a finger motion sensor, a digital camera, a little LED board that you can program to do different things, and then they have their own coding environment, which does the thing where you drag the modules on top of each mm-hmm. other. And so
you're coding visually.
So total visual coding. And so you're sitting there looking at your code on your Mac, and then you get to see what happens. But it's also sophisticated enough that the code that you're writing can make things happen on your Mac too. So you get this whole thing where you get to build the electronic device and learn from that, and yep. then learn as you're coding for it as well.
Oh.
And that was enough to just have me totally hooked, because it was just really cool. And then they said, well, check out this other thing that we've also started selling. And what it is build your own computer. So they start you with a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
And then they have a little daughter board that has some extra ports on it.
Sure.
And they give you a Bluetooth keyboard that's like 14 inches long and has a trackpad built in. And it has a battery, rechargeable battery. And it includes an LCD display.
What?
And this little shell that you just plug everything into.
You're essentially building your own laptop.
You are totally building your own laptop. The whole thing's $200. And it includes the SD card that has Raspbian and their specialized interface and tools to learn how to code and do other things.
This is what I love about CES. You can stumble. I mean, you can stumble into a lot of things that'll totally waste your time. But if you're lucky, the treasure hunt pays off.
Totally. So the company.
What's the name? Yeah. Spell that.
Kano.
Got it.
So their website's kano.me. And their kits start at like $29. So that would be the motion sensor.
Okay.
And go up from there. And the whole kit for building your own computer, including the display, is $200.
Man.
Yeah. It was so cool that even though I don't need to have a Raspberry Pi laptop-ish thing, if they were allowed to sell things on the expo floor, I would have dropped $200 and just bought the thing.
Cash
right
money. Yep.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So I was surprised and delighted in a similar way. I was walking from point A to point B, and I saw this company on the show floor that said custom fit in-ear monitors. Now, that's something I've been using for years, and it's an interest of mine. And so I thought, I can burn 5 minutes. I got to figure out what they're up to, because this was a brand I'd never heard of. It was a company called Advanced.
Okay.
And I dug in, and they do have custom fit in-ear monitors that are very inexpensive in that world, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. They do have, though, what they call their S2000 Universal Fit Dynamic Driver Stage Monitor. And it's built for musicians that want to have an in-ear monitor on stage. Most of the time, you're going to spend hundreds, perhaps thousands of dollars on this. And they know that. They are musicians themselves. The problem is, you're doing things on stage that are not really good for earphones. You've got cords that, you know, the cords for your earphones that might get yanked. You're going to sweat like crazy after the gig. You want to get out of there. So you're just going to grab your earphones and mash them up into a ball and shove them into your bag while you're packing all your stuff up. You shouldn't do all this stuff, but it happens. It's how it works. They know this. So they're selling these things for $24.99. Now, it's a single driver in each ear, but it's a dynamic driver, which a lot of times is a really good thing. And in this case, it is. It's a 10-millimeter driver. It's got the design so that it wraps around the ear like you would want to really lock in a stage environment where you're moving around a lot. And I listened to them, and then they gave me a set that I've listened to in my hotel room. They are not the kind of thing you'd want to listen to music on, but I have an answer for that in a second.
Okay.
That because they have an EQ pattern that's much better for listening, monitoring yourself on stage. So there's this $24.99 in-ear phone that you can just use, and it's literally built so that if you rip the cord or mash it up in your bag or it gets sweaty and destroyed, fine, just buy a new set. So this will always be now in my bag as at least a backup or perhaps just something I use at rehearsals or whatever that is. But if you want to listen to music, Advanced started on Kickstarter. They've got their Advanced M4, which is much smoother EQ pattern built for music listening. Sounds great. $39.99.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in-ear monitors, the in-ear monitors that I've experienced come in three flavors. One where you have little foam nubs.
Yep.
Another one where you have silicone cups.
Yep.
And then the third one where you're doing the molding
and custom
earpiece.
Fit. Right.
So where does this fall?
This is the silicone nubs in your ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And they're available now?
They're available now. Yeah, you can go to their website, advsound.com, or they sell them on Amazon.
All right.
I know. It's just delightful.
So you're going to find this really funny.
Okay.
It's just the two of us.
It is.
We've only talked about one product each.
Yes.
And we're out of time.
Of course we are. Well, we talked about Xfinity, too. And we went a little long on the sponsor spot, but I really wanted to get into that soft raid thing because it sort of blew me away.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so we're going to wrap up.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Dave, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. It's been a fun week.
It has been a really fun week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We will see you. We will do Friday's show, but the plan is to do that from our offices back at home. So we will travel between now and when you hear us next.
That's the plan. Yeah. If all goes well, Thursday night, we get to sleep in our own beds.
Correct.
Which would be pretty slick.
Correct. I'm hoping we each sleep twice between when we record this and when we record the next one.
That'd be pretty awesome. I could totally go for that.
Same.
All right. Well, listeners, I am so glad that you were here with us and have joined us so far all through the week. And yes, we'll have another CES show on Friday. And thank you to our sponsors, OWC, Elgato, and Smile. And thanks again, Dave. And we will see everyone again tomorrow.